Two marker.
What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And this is Lex, back at it again, guys.
Coming at you guys from the Animal City Movie Talk Studios here in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so much for making this part of your day. You know what to do, guys. Thumbs up for our full review. This is our full non-spoilers. We promise we will not spoil this movie for you guys. But Lex, what are we talking about today? Let's discuss this.
Yeah, we're talking about Monkey Man. And I think in the out-of-theater reaction, I might have said the Monkey Man, but it's just Monkey Man.
Monkey Man, guys, tells of a story of anonymous young man unleashes vengeance against corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and powerless in this country. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first directorial debut of Dev Patel. Now, the movie that I can think of him that when I first saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, which I did love that movie, The Green Knight, which was by A24. He was fantastic in there, and he was fantastic in this movie as well. But Lex, what did you think of this film? Go full on review. Let's discuss. What did you mix your expectations? Did you, was there certain points where you kind of, you know, just didn't sit well? Let's talk about this, man. What did you think of this?
Full review? So all in all, I actually really enjoyed this movie. It was a little bit challenging to deconstruct in the moment as you're watching it, because for a good, I would say quarter of the movie, I was trying to see what kind of movie we were in for a ride for, right? Like there was certain hard themes of just, you know, someone that is slave to pain and suffering, but we're not giving the full picture initially. I won't say more than that, but the story that the character, the main character played by Dev Patel, takes us through, I actually quite enjoyed it. It's action in a way that I hadn't seen it delivered before. Now, that for some, actually, it's delivered in a unique way where it's easy to try and make comparisons with some of the recent like stunt packed films that we've gotten. Some of the very best work that I think in the recent decade has been like the John Wick series, especially the last one being as good as it was. It's easy to make the comparison. I know it sucks to say that, but there's a lot of inspiration here, but I still think it was packaged in a way where it's unique to its style and the culture that, once again, this movie is trying to represent. And for that, I think it's a little divisive in a sense, because some people either are going to like the way that it's packaged, and then some people are not, and they may think like, oh, well, it's not as good as so-and-so, right? But his directorial debut, I think he gave us a lot of style in here. The action was very well directed, in my opinion. The setting and the rawness, the way that it was captured, I think it was well executed. And so overall, I like this movie. I can't say that I full-on loved it. I don't know what it is that was missing there, but all in all, just it was intense, man. And Dev, I don't think, you know, I know we can focus on like the director side of things, but also just from him to direct and star in this, and with the emotion and intensity that it required. I mean, Dev Patel's the man. We've known that his early work, you know, Oscar nomination and just the huge movement that it was with like the Slumdog Millionaire movie, like you said, The Green Knight. This guy's just producing top-notch work, in my opinion. Like he continues to challenge himself and try to strive to higher ceiling.
So I'm gonna start off with the positive notes, and the positive notes is Dev Patel. He is fantastic. He is just, he leads you in this film a lot. There's a lot.
Most of the movie is him, right? Like we're just seeing him. We're seeing him in every scene, I think.
He's very entertaining. And knowing him from watching, you know, the recent film I can think of course, that comes to mind is The Green Knight. He does such a fantastic job there. He does an amazing job here. Now let's bring out the facts here. He directed this movie. Jordan Peele, executive producer. He wrote the story by Dev Patel. And one of the things I do want to point out, guys, moviegoers out there, it is extremely difficult to act, direct, produce. I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. You're doing multiple positions, just like any director. I'm always like, oh my God, this guy directs and acts. I'm amazed how great of a, you know, just how committed you are into that project where like you want to do it, you know, and everything. So I appreciate that, you know, directors that actually come in and not only direct, but they star in their own movies and everything. I love that. Most of the time, 9 times out of 10, it's always a successful film in their vision and their point of view and everything. And I love that. I adored that. One of the things I really did also love in this film, and I know you mentioned it on our Out of Theater reaction, you mentioned a lot of the camera angles. I actually enjoyed the lighting. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the lighting in here. The lighting was really good. I thought that was a different point of view. This movie gave me, yes, you mentioned it, John Wick, but it also gave me like the film like Nobody that came out last year, which is, which is just very similar. So here's the dilemma that I feel like is the hype real? Yes and no. I feel like there's a lot of culture in here and a lot of story that's a lot of ideas are put in here, right? So a lot of ideas, I'm not going to spoil them, but a lot of ideas are inputted in here and I feel like they don't follow through and I feel like it goes off the wagon a little bit. But needless to say though, are the fight scenes amazing? Yes. Are the fight scenes violent and gruesome? Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, and I love them. I love that. So if you're going in for the fight scenes, if you're going for all that, I would just say, you know, enjoy those moments, but there is a lot of story in here. And I do appreciate that. It's just, I feel like that there's too much ideas happening and it didn't really, it didn't read my expectations into it because of that, but I'll leave it at that. But more so, Dev Patel, he was entertaining in so many ways. There's even this, there's a scene where I really enjoyed when it goes back to the trailer. Since it's in the trailer, guys, the kitchen scene, that lighting and just all that. It's so good. It's in the trailer, guys. It's not a spoiler. I just love it when actors or actresses grab like pots and pans and they like F people up with it. I just love it when they do stuff like that. I don't know why. I just do when they, you know, it's just like anything's a weapon, you know. And I love that because it's realistic. It's like, dude, I'm just gonna grab whatever and just try to beat the crap out of them. And you know, and I love that. That's the realism behind it all. But did I have a good time in theater? Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. But at the same time, though, I'm kind of mixed right now. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of mixed a little bit. But Dev Patel was really good. There's an emotional scene in this point right here that he really gives out, and I wish we could have explored that a little bit more. More so, not like his the background story, because I feel like that should have been more so done in one versus the way they did it, which is completely different. I feel like they should have told all the story as a whole, if that makes any sense. But I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I got to give kudos to the rest of the cast too, because, you know, I think, well, once again, a lot of the movie is carried by Dev Patel in terms of the stories following the main character mostly. I still think that everyone else here showed up and then delivered for what they were asked to do. I thought the villain was like menacing, and there was this whole idea behind how, you know, the actions of the antagonist is they're haunting the protagonist in a way that, once again, I think it was expressed very, very raw and like just unfiltered. And also, like, one of the shout outs that I do want to give, because though he wasn't there the entire movie, what he was, it was very well done, is Charlton Copley. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but you guys may know him as the star of the District 10. District 9. That's the most popular thing that I know him from. Because, I mean, that movie was amazing, and I still wish that they would proceed. But the moment I saw him on this film, I was like, oh wow, like
you recognized him.
He's here. Yeah, he's here.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I feel like I haven't seen him in a ton of stuff. I know he worked on like Chappie, but what's it called, like, even just the character that he plays here, like, you could see like, hey, this guy has this chop still. Like, you tell him to do this specific thing and he's gonna do it. So I was glad to see him here.
Yeah, he's actually gonna be in another big project that's coming up. We got that movie review coming out in 2 weeks. I'm sorry, I apologize, it came out last year. Boy Kills World. He's actually in that film as well. So I'm excited to see that film came out last year. So I don't know why I, for some reason, it's just very similar poster to The Gentleman. And I got it confused a little bit, but yeah, I thought it was the Gentleman film by Guy Ritchie, but it's not. But I'm excited to see what else he got to do. I mean, he actually has a casted role in Curb Your Enthusiasm this coming season. So,
oh, nice.
Interesting. Yeah. So 2024, I'm interested to see. And it's funny too, because yeah, I recognize that was the first thing I reckon. I mean, the only thing I really recognized him as well in that. And then I think it says on here, he actually was in the A Team as well. So I'll leave it at that. But I didn't really watch that movie. I didn't really watch the remake of the A Team that came out in 2010. I didn't watch it. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. But District 9 was a really good one as well. So but overall, was this the film that we deserved? I'm going to say yes. Politely, yes, I'm gonna say the film we deserved. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Lex, what are you gonna give this official rating review?
I think this movie was an 8 for me, just because once again, while it's still something that I'm unpacking, I think the story worked really well. Once again, it kind of delved into the culture and having these ideologies. There's a little bit of religion in there as well. See,
I liked that, but I feel like it was doing too much of that and too much of it and put it at the wrong time of the movie, if that makes any sense. Like, if I would have gotten that at the beginning part, I mean, I know in a way it would make sense, you know, because we know the whole outcome of the story, but if you would have done that more so explaining in the beginning, which they kind of did a little bit, so I was all like, okay, I wish you would have done it all in the beginning and then just, you know, filter that out, and then that way give us all the action sequences like from the middle and the end and all that stuff. That was my only concern with it, really, in all honestly. And the you know, the runtime of this movie was about, you know, in 2 hours and 1 minute. I'm not gonna lie, I felt it. I hate to say it, I felt it. I felt the 2 hours and 1 minute. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. But
yeah.
What's your rating?
I think for me it's the 8.
8. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So my official rating, because of the way the ideologies and everything, I enjoyed the culture. I enjoyed all that. It's just, I felt like it was just input at the wrong moment, the wrong time. I'm going to give this a 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. I'm going to give this a solid 6.5. I'll give it a little bit above average rating. I still enjoy, I want it. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm going to say it right now. I wanted more of the fighting. I wanted just more of the fighting. And he has it in him. That's the thing. I was just like, call me crazy. I was wanting, you know, that, you know, we talked about that little Korean style where all, and then we do get a little bit. Just they Korean show a little action, bit in the like, trailer. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. We're like, exactly. And that's what I was looking for throughout the whole movie. And I was like, dude, Dev Patel, he could do it. I know he can. And he just has to look for it. I enjoyed it. And that's what I expected. But is what it is. It didn't really come out the way I wanted it to, but again, maybe it was my fault because I expected that, you know. So
yeah, I'll leave it at that. Yeah. And I think I mentioned it on my John Wick 4 review that I was actually surprised that I felt like that movie didn't gave you very little room to breathe, because it was almost the entirety of just these big long action sequences. But John Wick pulled it off where it still works.
Well, see, the thing with it John Wick was that, like, they'll give us all this action right in the beginning, and then they'll give us a little story, and then they'll give us all this action, and then they'll give us a little story. And then, like, I like how they did that, because it was a good pace. You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is, like, not all of them can pull it up, because the story with the layers that this movie had, I don't think would have worked with, like, you would have not been able to do like a full complete story, which to an extent some people could see that actually this wasn't complete, or maybe there was like an abrupt stop or something like that. But I personally think it's just the layers that he added in here. Once again, the multicultural components to it, there's some colonialism in there and things like that. I think it would have been more difficult, but the action that they did deliver, once again, it has hints of greatness, playing homages to some of the greats in terms of actions. And I heard he did a lot of his own stunts. Like he broke some bones, if I'm not mistaken, like while filming this, which is crazy. Cause once again, you still got to think, you're the director, you're running the show, like you got all these other responsibilities. So
the charge.
And kudos to him. This is his freshman film, right? I think it's solid. Like if we just honestly, if I had forgotten that part of things, I would have said, like, hey, this is a, you know, this is the work delivered by a seasoned, perhaps not a veteran yet, but like a seasoned director. I mean, Dev has been in the industry for a lot for a while.
For a long time.
He's clearly been picking up on things, and I'm excited to see what else he likes to bring to theaters.
What I want to see him do, and I know, call me crazy. What I want to see him do is to do something like, I know this is out of the ordinary. I want him to see him do just like a true on drama action dialogue, no fighting sequences. I want to see him do, I feel like he just has this itch to where, like, and again though, because we got a lot of the drama scenes in this movie and I enjoyed that, but I feel like it was trying to be drama, action, thriller, one person army. It was being a little bit too much of that. Like, you didn't know where to go, but I feel like if he does a full on drama,
that's what he's done in the past. So I think
directing and all that. I feel like he can pull it off with an Oscar nominee for drama. I'm just saying, sky's the limit. I mean, for him and everything. And again, here's the thing, like Singh always says, there's only up from here. And that's the thing too, is like, you learn as you go. And I feel like that, a lot of people, this is definitely a movie to where I feel like moviegoers are going to like it. And then moviegoers that do not like certain stuff like this, they're not going to like it because it's not their genre in a way, because it's not the expectations. And I felt like, again, though, I felt like that a lot of people, and this is from the average schmo, that a lot of people are expecting that John Wick, caliber of that enough pacing. We're talking about pacing issues. When you mentioned John Wick, we're not talking about story. We're talking about the pacing that it does, the action, the dialogue, the storytelling. That's what we're talking about when we compare it to John Wick or Nobody film that came out, or even Mission Impossible of that caliber. But again, those are big, huge budget films. For the most part. So, but we'll leave it at that, guys. I'm excited to see what else he does direct. I'm excited to see what else he's going to act in. I mean, whether he acts or directs, I want him to keep in the industry, keep coming, maybe even be in a Christopher Nolan film. You never know. I'm just saying, sky's the limit. And I feel like that Christopher Nolan can really help him reach that caliber on at least get another Oscar nomination. So I'm excited to see what else he's looking forward to do on his next directorial debut, or being an actor debut as well. I'm excited for that. But all right, guys, we do recommend this movie. We give it a little bit above average. We do recommend this film, guys. Be sure to check this out at a theater near you if you have not already. And question is for you guys: what did you guys think? Because we're on comments down below. Are you excited for Monkey Man? Are you gonna see it? Are you not? Are you kind of like, wait, there's another rated R film coming out this week? Yes, there is. The First Omen, guys. Two rated R movies budgeting against each other. In my point of opinion, let's talk about budget real quick. So budget-wise, I mean, right now, currently on Rotten Tomatoes, again, this is not budget, but Rotten Tomatoes has a 95% critic score. Really good critic score.
Great.
58
for his first movie. Like,
That's huge. 58 it was also reviews and screened at South by Southwest.
It got a lot of that's so I stayed away from trailers, but those are kind of the things that I did see, is that it actually did very well there. And once again, I personally see it. It's not a perfect movie. It's not a movie, like I said, I loved elements of it. I don't know. I can say like the entire movie, it's on my love list, but I just really enjoyed it. And it was my wife heard me, like, there was some sequences where I was like, oh, like the raw action. And then there's other sequences where you're just kind of quiet because there's a lot of things happening to the character, and you experience that pain through him. So solid. And I know you were pulling up the budget, but I think I had seen, correct me if I'm wrong, but that it was 10 mil.
Yeah, I think so. It's
impressive, man, because some of those shots and some of the stunts delivered here.
Here's one of the things I do want to bring up, the facts, guys. So again, this is just coming out. This film is estimated to open, and if it does open with this, it's still kind of good. I feel like if it doesn't make as much money, it needs to hit that $30 million, but it's expected to make between, I know it's a huge gap, but as of April 1st, estimated projection is $16 to $25 million. So again, that's still kind of, I think it needs to make at least $30 million to cover the marketing, to cover all that stuff that Universal paid for, to distribute all that. So I feel like that it needs to hit $30 million in order to make money. But again, it's going up against the First Omen. And I feel like that, You know, it's two radar movies, the Godzilla X Kong that just came out after the first opening weekend. Yeah. I feel like Godzilla X Kong might take the number one still. I think it might take the number one after this coming weekend still. That's just my point of opinion. I still think it will when it comes to box office projections and everything. I still think it could grow some legs, in my point of opinion.
I mean,
yeah. Because it's PG-13 versus rated R. Rated R, you know, it's different. You can take your kids to go see Godzilla versus... these two movies. Yeah, this movie or the first one.
Yeah, this is not for kids. I hope it does well. And I also like kudos to Universal for actually producing like, you know, one of these like smaller, like budgeted movies and for them to believe in Dev Patel's vision and so on. You wouldn't expect, you know, you'd expect maybe something like A24 to deliver a movie like this low budget, but you know, you don't hear it every day. The Universal is the same people bringing us like the Fast and the Furious movie with like a budget that's 100 times the size, you know, like it's crazy.
So long story short, it's because Jordan Peele was he has a production,
so that helped for sure. Kudos to them because they could have been like, hey, bring us the script of a higher budget dude, movie, right?
Universal's killing it right now. They're about to kill it next year with two parks. Oh, I'm sorry, one park that's going to open up next year with Nintendo World and, of course, another extended version of the Harry Potter World next year. They're killing it right now. Universal on all fronts. Of course, Oppenheimer is the best picture not winner last year. I mean, they're killing it with sales. They're killing it with all this stuff, obviously. Not with the merch and everything. So I'm just we'll leave it at that, guys. But question is for you once again. What do y'all think? Let us know in the comments down below. We love conversing with every single one of you guys. Put your ratings as well. Let us know what you think of this film. You guys, Ryan, Lex,
we're excited
to
find out.
Yeah, we want to know. We want to know what's the average rating out there for you moviegoers out there. Put in comments down below. And you know what to do, guys. Like, share, subscribe to us. As always, I am your host, Ryan, DA Colonel Ryan 680.
This was Lex. Catch you guys next time.
Have a good one, guys. See you at the movies.